Okay, so let's talk about some other stuff. Now we're going to get into like retaliation. So as I mentioned to you, I have a whole big paper talking about retaliation, and we're going to kind of like deep dive into that for a moment. But let's talk about another myth. If it's not in writing, it doesn't count. People seem to think that the only time you can have a complaint, well, Katrina, you know, I didn't do anything about it because it wasn't in writing. You do not have to have it in writing, okay? Supreme Court has spoken on that. They did it in the context of an FLSA case, but that has been extended to all kinds of things. You know, a company is on notice when they get an email, a text, somebody walking down the hall and says, hey, I need to let you know something. They're on notice. They're on notice with, you have an I don't want to say anything but. Have y'all ever had that? Y'all ever had the I don't want to say anything but? You know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say anything but. And the person, the manager, doesn't deal with it. Or you have this one. Well, can we just keep this confidential? You have that one. Or you have, well, I want to talk to you about this, but it's off the record, right? Okay? Those are all danger signs for any manager that they should be, you know, dealing with. You always deal with the I don't want to say anything buts. You will never have a conversation about any kind of harassment complaint that's off the record. And it will never be held confidential. So the company is on notice. Once they're on notice, they have a duty to act promptly and to stop the conduct. And when it says prompt, it means prompt. It doesn't mean like 6 weeks from now. It means, you know what? Get on this, get on this, get on this. And Connie's going to talk about how to do that and all of that good stuff in her session this afternoon. All right, let's talk about the chain of command. Now let's get into retaliation. One of the things that I have done for you is in the big paper, I've talked about the EEOC's new guidance on retaliation, okay? So they've got two things. One, they have a new guidance on retaliation, and the other thing I talk about in this paper is their proposed guidance on workplace harassment. The retaliation guidance has been, you know, in place, and it's kicked in. The harassment guidance is still floating around out there, and you know, we don't know yet if the Trump administration is going to put their final signature on that.